Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my precious audience. Welcome back. I am excited because the word of God in the gospel confirmed to me that when Jesus comes back, he will transform his true followers into his image to share his glory with them forever. I love it. We read about this glorious promise in the gospel. Let me read to you the words from the gospel, Philippians chapter 3. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. I can't wait. I am excited. I am grateful for the life that God is giving me here on earth. But I know this is nothing to be compared with the glory I will enjoy sharing God's kingdom. And what God prepared for me is far, far, far more better than anything I can have here on earth. Jesus will give us new glorified bodies suited for heaven. Hallelujah. This is not just words. This is true experience. You can experience this wonderful fact, wonderful feelings even, many times when you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. My friend, at Jesus' first coming, he made himself like us. But at Jesus' second coming, he will make us like him. We read this awesome news in the gospel in 1 John chapter 3. We know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I love it. My friend, I want to share with you that when Jesus comes back to earth, he will be shining with all the brightness of his heavenly glory. A glimpse of Jesus' divine glory is recorded in the gospel account of his disciple Matthew. When he was momentarily transfigured on earth on a high mountain before three of his disciples, you can read in Gospel of Matthew chapter 17, Jesus' face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. I love it because I was born and raised in Egypt. I studied Islamic religion and law and what Muslim scholars wrote, what Muhammad said. I studied all that in depth, thousands of pages in law school and throughout my life. I like to share with you some of the interesting things I read. For example, I just shared with you that according to the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus' face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Interestingly, in harmony with this revelation, Suyuti is one of the most famous Muslim writers, an Egyptian Muslim historian, biographer, jurist, teacher, you name it, a scholar of Islamic theology, one of the most famous ones, commented on Surah means chapter 6, verse 158. This surah, let me read that verse to you according to the translation of Muhsin Khan. Do they then wait for anything other than that the angels should come to them, or that your Lord should come, or that some of the signs of your Lord should come. This is the verse, and Ciuti commented and wrote, very surprisingly, then the earth will shine with the light of its Lord, and Jesus, the Son of Mary, will descend. Amazingly, can you imagine that? My friend, Jesus will appear from heaven in power and glory. Make no mistake about it. And he will come as a judge, not as a humble servant. Jesus will be the most glorious sight that humans have ever seen. The suffering servant will come back as the conquering king. He will put an end to evil, and he will rule with holy justice. Surprisingly, Muhammad significantly said, surely Jesus, the Son of Mary, will soon descend among you and will judge mankind justly as a just ruler. Wow, amazing. Because we know from the gospel, Jesus said, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Jesus Christ, my friend, is the only one qualified to act as judge. Why? Because Jesus is both God and man in one person. As God, he knows all things. He knows our hearts, and he is righteous. He never committed one single sin. Unlike all other prophets and men, they sinned frequently. But Jesus, according to the gospel and the Quran and Muhammad, never sinned. Jesus also experienced our humanity when he came from heaven and was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus stands fully identifying with us, with you and me, in all our weakness and circumstances, because Jesus also experienced our human nature. He is better qualified to be our judge than one that has only different nature than us. When I used to work as a defense lawyer in my father's legal firm in Egypt, and I used to go with my father to court, I remember very clearly my father used to train me, and he would tell me, sometimes, I don't like this judge, Sammy. He has no mercy, no heart, no compassion. Or sometimes he will tell me, I don't like this police officer. Look at the harsh report, the worst report he wrote against our client. Or I don't like that DA. He's going to order that our client will be charged and put under arrest. And my father will tell me the reasons. My friend, Jesus has all the feelings of compassion you need and I need, the one who judges us to have. He already sacrificed his life for you and me to save us from paying the penalty for our sins. All you need to do is repent of your sins. Acknowledge, I am a sinner, I am not perfect, I fall short, and believe in what God said and accomplished through Jesus. No one who is judged and condemned can accuse Jesus of being cold or unfriendly or cruel against them. Though Jesus was in the form of God, united to God in one spirit throughout eternity, yet he came in the form of a man, a servant, and suffered for you and me, paid the penalty for our sins to save us from paying this penalty, save us from being separated from God. My friend, you need to repent of your sins and put your faith in Jesus alone. Rely on him for the forgiveness of your sins. God will give you the assurance in your heart and soul that you will live again after your life on earth ends, which can happen anytime. Death will not be the end of your existence. That is why in the gospel, Apostle Paul referred to our death as sleep. Hallelujah. We know that heaven is our home and destiny, but you must repent. Let's pray right now, my friend. Pray after me. If God spoke to you and you mean these words from your heart, God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for pursuing me and seeking to save me. Thank you, God, for your desire to have a relationship with me. God, my sin separates me from you. God, I repent of my sins today. I don't want to do anything against your will. I don't want to play games. God, I want to live close to you. I want to do your will. God, today I believe in Jesus 100% that he paid the penalty for my sins. God, I want to be your child. I want to experience your will, and I want to spend eternity with you. Thank you, God, for speaking to me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you some free materials and pray with you, maybe guide you to a good Bible teaching church close to you. Rest of my audience, pray for us, for you and me, that God will use us to share Jesus effectively with multitudes of people, including Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen. If I can be of any help to you, contact me. I am here to serve you. No matter what your Christian background is, we are one team, we are one family, and God wants us to unite in serving Him. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. Peace with you. God's peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.